This is.
I love this. Right,
we're live on YouTube.
Hola, YouTube. Thank you for joining us. Episode 14.
Ciao, YouTube.
And.
What?
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Here we go.
Hi. Thank you to everyone that's watching.
Yes.
I don't usually go live, but you guys like my glasses? What do you think about these? I was gonna premiere these at the premiere. Ooh. But I was like, no, I'm gonna wear them right now because they're cute.
I love it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Sexual Frequency, a non-judgmental place where we can play, explore, and vibe into the new paradigm of intimacy and sexuality together. I'm your host, Goddess Lore, and to my right is Rick Rock with the Hard Cock. Rick, how you doing tonight?
What's up, Mom? I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And great. You know why? Because Joyful Chucky is my favorite Chucky.
Hey.
The Raiders are 3-0, baby.
3-0, baby.
20 plus years since that has happened. So you know this pussy wet over here. Okay? I love that. And I hope y'all are ready because tonight we are getting close and personal with our guest. We love sluts, and he is a self-proclaimed movie festival slut. Yes, in the studio, we have a real life sick-ass fool sitting right next to me. He's a writer, director, motherfucking human being, actor, and in quotes, delusional artist, Jorge Xolalpa.
Hello.
Hi, love.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm excited.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. You told me so much. You've reminded me so many times. I'm finally happy to be here.
It's finally happened. You know, I finally dipped my foot in. We're on episode 14. We get to have you on. Yes, episode 14. And it's a big, big week.
It is. It's a humongous week.
It's a humongous week.
Yeah.
For all of us, because six motherfucking planets are retrograde.
Yes.
And so, you know, they're reminding us of where we got to do our work.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep it moving with that because, you know, we're not bitter hoes over here.
No.
You know, we do our work. We like to move forward. But it's a really big week because you are doing some big things.
I am, yeah.
Some really big things. But before we get into it, Ricky.
Yes, ma'am.
Let the people know what time it is.
It's that pre-roll time.
Hey, you know how we do it here at Sexual Frequency, baby. This episode is brought to you by Vision Smoke Shop. Let them hook you up with all of your smoking essentials so they can make you look sexy. They've been smoking the competition for decades, providing you with all of your smoking needs with stores located in Cali, Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico. All the way from Santa Barbara to San Diego, baby, Visions got you. And this episode is also brought to you by Nuggy Farms, which is located in the beautiful hills of Mendocino County in the heart of the Emerald Triangle. And if you know, you know. Look for that name, Nuggy Farms. It is coming to dispensary near you. 10 out of 10, highly recommend. I have tried the product and you're going to love it. Rick, tell them what they got to do when they put that tip on their lip.
They got to think of us.
Ooh, think of us. Think of me. Think of Rick. Think of Jorge. Think of all of us.
All of us.
All of us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, We about making it sexy up in here. And we also would like to invite you to get a little close and personal with us and join our live stream. We are live right now on Lotus Hustle Life and TGN Latinx YouTube. So come and sit on my lap, baby girl, baby boy, baby they, them, because we have room for everybody here. Yeah. And let's just take a breath because there's a lot of sexiness in the studio right now because Jorge showed up and he's bringing the vibes. He's bringing the look, the energy. We're excited. So we want to get some business out of the way first. It is a big week.
Yes.
Can you tell the people what you have coming up?
So my new film, Melancholia, starring Alessandra Rosaldo, is premiering this Friday at the Chinese Theater. So come out and hang out with us.
Yes, come out and join us. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be such a good time. Mm-hmm. If you've ever like had this notion that like writers or directors are yada, yada, bloody, bloody, this and that, I can tell you that Jorge is one of the most authentic human beings that I have met. And he puts his work out like he wears his heart on his sleeve and he puts his work out. And not even for other people. He does it for himself. And that's really like loving your craft and loving what you do and owning that, right?
Yeah.
And taking it in all the lanes and whatever direction you want to go, right, left, because you know what, it's sideways September. It's not anymore.
It's starting tomorrow. It's not. No, wait. Yeah.
Wait, what does that even mean? Today?
It's the 29th.
Okay, we're still in September. Oh my god, I got sweaty for a second. I was like, wait. So I like to say sideways is, excuse me, you know, there's tops, there's bottoms, there's switches. I like to say be a sideways. Like,
wait, I don't know what switches means.
All of the things that you're verse.
Oh, you okay, 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 okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just like to say do all of the things.
Yeah.
Do up, do down, do 100%. Sideways, top, bottom, under, over, hanging, all of the
try
things,
everything.
All of the ways. Yes. Yeah. Try everything. So it's Switch September. Thank goodness we had one more day of that. And I was like, holy shit, it's October. But it's not, guys. It's not.
Almost.
What do we have going on in the chat, Rick?
We got Chia on the chat saying orgasm October next.
Oh, okay. So we can definitely incorporate orgasm October, but next month is Kinktober because it is National Kink Month. So we're dedicating the entire month to talking everything kink because, you know, we're kinky up in here and we love it. And we want to talk to people about what kink is and dispel the myths around it and just really dedicate some time to exploration for people to explore their shadows and do all of the things that bring us pleasure and maybe even scare us a little bit. Cause you know, that's where we do our growing when we push our edges. Yes. Come out to the Chinese Theater this Friday, 6:30.
It's at 7 p.m. And you can find a link to get tickets on my social media.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
So where can they find you? Let them know what your Instagram is.
You can find me on Mighty Aphrodite Pics or Official Jorge Xolalpa.
Yes. Oh, that was sexy. Can you say that one more time, baby?
Official Jorge Xolalpa.
The eargasm. Xolalpa. Oh my gosh. It's warm in here. And it might be because, you know, we're drinking some Brown Boyal. You know, we're not going to give up the name until you guys sponsor us.
Sponsors.
So Brown Boyal is what we're having.
Brown Boyal tastes really great.
It tastes good. I was going to say
peach flavor.
It's a combination of something.
Oh, combination of what? Do tell the people.
It's not even like sexy or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's actually funny.
We make a lot of things sexy that aren't sexy.
Yeah. Okay, you want me to tell you?
Yeah, say it.
It tastes like a combination of pool water and like peach soda, which is really good.
Peach soda and pool water. Hey.
It's the ultimate summer vibe.
Right?
Pool water and peach soda is the
pool
ultimate.
Water and peaches.
Just thinking of something kinky.
For real. So, yeah, so Friday is mm-hmm. your movie premiere,
yeah.
Melancholia. We're really looking forward to it. TGN Latinx is going to be there on the, yes. on the red carpet. So we are, your girl is super hyped for that because, you know, virgin vibes.
Is that your first red carpet?
It is my first red carpet.
Girl.
Ever.
You're about to get pounded.
Oh my God. Your girl loves getting pounded. Don't even go there.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Okay, now I really got sweaty. Okay. Now I really got sweaty. yeah, so come out on Friday. This film
mm-hmm.
does have a very serious
yes.
Tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, watch the trailer, people. Go out and watch the trailer yeah, right
yeah.
now.
It's rated R. So, yes. yeah, and it's based on a school, it's inspired by a school shooting. So it's a very serious topic that's dear to my heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's stories that need to be told, as difficult as it is to digest them at times.
Yes.
You know, it's something that it brings up the dialogue. It's things that we have to talk about. And I have to tell you that I'm nervous to watch the film because I saw the trailer and I know what it's about. But there's a lot of it's a grief story. Mm-hmm. You know, and so grief,
you said it best, yeah. Grief.
Yeah, grief is something that I have that I feel every human, right? Deals with in their life. And that's been like a big struggle for me. Like my grief journey has been very, very long. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I'm really looking forward to this because it's the time that we are in, the retrogrades that we are in. It's almost like the universe gives you exactly what you need at the time that you need it.
100%.
So I'm looking forward to it from the high from being on the red carpet and being around fabulous people like Jorge and then going and really being reflective and watching this film. So I'm very excited. But I kind of want to switch gears a little bit because you wear a lot of hats and a lot of the hats that we talked about right now are in the industry, right? Mm-hmm. We said you're a writer, you're a director, you're an actor, you're a, what did you call yourself? Delusional artist. But here at Sexual Frequency, I really want to take some time to like strip you down.
Ooh.
Let's remove the hat.
You'd be the first and only woman.
Oh, virgin vibes. We love Ooh, popping cherries
there
here.
There you go. There's a first for everything.
There is. So we want to strip you down. Let's remove all of those titles. Let's remove all okay. of that.
Okay.
And I really want to get to know Jorge.
Okay.
And the main question is that I want to know is what is your sexual frequency? So here we talk a lot about, as human beings, all of us having masculine and feminine energy mm-hmm. and being able to mix both into like, it makes me so juicy just even talking about it, like being able to go in and out of your masculine and your feminine mm-hmm. energy and living life as authentically as you can. Like, this is my passion and this is what we talk about.
Yeah.
And so I feel like finding ourselves and finding a partner, it's so important for us to strip all of these parts away from us, right? Because we start developing our identity with, I'll give you my example was like, I was married, I was a mom, I worked at a school, and that was what my identity was. And then when that got removed from me, I was going through a divorce, I was no longer a wife, I was a mom, only 50% of the time, right? Like, we're a mom always, but my children were not with me anymore. I had to strip all of the hats and say, like, who the fuck am I? And through discovering my sexual, my energy, my divine feminine energy, I really found myself. And I'm living a very pleasurable life at the moment. And so I'm finding my sexual frequency in all the fun ways, okay, exploring and being open. And so I want to know what your sexual frequency, what is your like intimacy and sexuality mantras?
Okay, so I'm going to get super honest with you.
Yes.
I don't have much intimate time.
Okay.
I really don't. Like, for the last 6 years, since 2015, after, you know, I went through my Can I say it?
Yeah, I went through.
I had a suicide attempt, and then the only thing I when I came back to life, the only thing I really concentrated on was like work. Mm-hmm. And I am just recently like putting myself out there. Mm. Like I just started working out. I just started to like even like take care of myself, dress better.
Congratulations! You had an amazing journey.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because sure. That's like I look up to you for that. Talk to the people about your journey.
It's just I became so, I don't want to say obsessed, but I became so focused on wanting to achieve, you know, my career and like, you know, push and make films. And I remember telling myself, you know, I was at a point where I said, I need to make films to breathe because I had just survived a suicide attempt. And then now I'm at a point where I say, I need to breathe in order to make films. Like I'm alive. I'm good. Like, I'm at a good place mentally, and then physically I'm getting there. But it's more recent that I, like, I didn't actually make out with someone until recently, like, a couple months ago.
Okay.
So I hadn't even, like, I had, of course, before, but I mean, like, after 2015, it's like I had a whole reset. Like, my whole life started again.
Yeah.
And my main focus was those first 5 years, push forward, push through. Get films made.
Because you've been making films like every year. Like how many film a year? One film a year.
So it's this is my fifth film, and I've already made my sixth film, which comes out next year. I'll tell you guys more about it later.
Yes.
But yeah, that's pretty much like where I'm at. So it's hard for me to give you a concrete answer because I feel like I'm just discovering that.
This is beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, like I definitely do enjoy like intimacy. I think it's great, you know. And if I had to like think of a like. Sexual frequency, right?
Yes.
I think it'd be just exploring, like, being like, I used to be such a prude. We're like, no, don't do that. Like, now I'm just like, go for it, you know?
You're describing how I used to be. Like, I literally loved my first show. I said, y'all are not going to believe this, but I am a recovering prude. I used to be extremely prudish. This is right. This is wrong. There's no gray area.
Yeah.
I was judge. I was jury. And I was not very sexually fluid. And now it's like,
but it's beautiful.
What was that?
Like, there's so much. And you know what? I have someone that you should have on your show one of these days. She's a really famous Spanish actress, and she's like my mentor. And she always tells me, she goes, Jorge, she goes, oh my gosh, you're so young. Go have orgies. She's like, do everything you want. She's like, take my house in the hills. She goes, and you know, she's like, take multiple men out there. She's like, do whatever you want. She goes, explore. She goes,
yes.
You know, don't, she says, you can fall in love, but don't fall in love with everyone. She says, she's like, explore and have fun. Yeah. And you know what? I love her. She's let me stay in one of her houses in the hills.
Oh my gosh,
I've
amazing.
Never had an orgy, but I think I should. I think I should probably should, you know.
Listen, as somebody who has had an orgy.
Oh my God, I want to know.
I would say, you need to have an orgy.
You have an orgy. Okay.
Yes. If it's something that, look, my philosophy, part of my sexual frequency is like, if it slightly excites me, I'm willing to explore it and potentially try it.
Yeah.
And so when I did have, had I ever said that on the show that I've had an orgy?
I don't think so.
There it is.
You just said, well,
surprise.
I don't remember.
I don't know who would be surprised by hearing me say that. If you're in the chat, let me know. Would you be surprised that I had an orgy? I don't know if people would. But yeah, if it slightly excites you, and you know, let me know. I can hook you up with some people because I know.
I love that.
The baddest. The baddest is on the chat.
Yay, the baddest.
Drop her name. But she's also saying, yes, films. Yay for your first makeout sesh.
Yes, we are celebrating that for
and
sure.
We also have Evolve with Nicolette on the YouTubes. So she's saying, hey, loving the goddess sandwich.
Hey,
Cara Mommy's in the house too.
The protein in the sandwich right here.
His frequency Cara could be Mommy. Lights, camera, action.
I love that, yes.
Orgy is news to me. She referring to your news there.
Okay, so maybe I hadn't dropped that news on the show, but Carol, are you surprised? Let me know. Are you surprised that I've had an orgy? I'm curious. But yes, like, it is something that if you were in that point in your sexual exploration, mm-hmm. I say definitely go with it. Like, go with what feels right in your body. If that's something that you want to explore and try, it is definitely one of the top, like, erotic experiences, most erotic experiences.
So, you know, something interesting happened to me recently. Yes. Like I told you, know, I've been on my fitness journey and I feel like I've gotten more confident about it.
Yes.
An American couple actually approached me.
Hey.
But it wasn't even like on an app. It was like in person.
Oh,
at the gym.
At the gym.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was like, oh, I was like, well, not now. I was like, but I'll get your number.
Cruising at the gym.
Yeah, and you know what? Them it's happened a lot. Like, there was, mm-hmm. yeah, it's happened a lot. It's just like now I know. I'm not saying that I'm the hottest guy, but I feel like I'm very confident.
You're hot, baby.
And let me tell you something. Like, I know now. I know what women go through because, like, you know, I have all these dudes. Like, just
You're attracting.
And I like it.
You're attracting. You're like a magnet right now, and people are coming close to you. I have actually been approached to have an orgy too, or not an orgy, a threesome.
Yeah.
When I was in Vegas, have I talked about this? I was in Vegas. Have I?
I don't think so.
I was in Vegas, and it was my aunt and my sisters, and we always do this whole big thing where, like, whenever Mana comes, whenever they do a tour, we go out and with my aunt, because that's my mom's sister, and Mana was one of my mom's favorite bands. May she rest in power. And so we had gone out to Vegas, and it was September 16th. I'll never forget, and we were at Caesar's Palace. Caesar's Palace has been so good to me, people. So good to me. When I go to Vegas, I have to go to Caesar's Palace because this couple, this married couple, is talking to my aunt and myself. They buy us drinks. They bought us some margaritas. The male was very metrosexual. Like, I'm pretty sure he was bi. And that's my favorite. My fucking fantasies. Yes. Like, I want to be in a room where everyone wants to fuck everybody. And you don't necessarily have
to,
right?
Just because, like, film it.
Yeah, right? I was like, I want to watch.
Right?
I want to watch.
Yeah, I want to watch.
I mean,
too.
It's hot. And I mean, if I can participate, even better. But fuck it. You know, I'm there to watch.
That was a question I wanted to ask you. Like, would you ever film any erotic content?
Okay, so I have. I have
He's
done
like,
it.
I actually have. So, it's on my phone.
hold on. Ooh. No. So, a while ago, there was this dude that I would hang out with a lot, It's just a good friend. And one time, for some reason, he just hit me up. He's like, "Hey, we gotta go clubbing. We gotta go celebrate." I was like, "Celebrate what?" He's like, "Let's just go celebrate." I was like, "Okay." So then we went to West Hollywood. I was like, "This was a little strange because this dude is like straight, right?" So he was like, "You know,
I love the quote."
I'll say this: like, he's straight. Like, he's still my best friend, but we haven't talked in a while. But we went out and we were like celebrating friendship and this and this and that. And for some reason, like, we like ended up like making out.
Right.
And then like we almost like hooked up with someone. But instead, I was like, I'll just watch. And I was like, and I just did. And and he was like, "You should record." And he's like, "I want you to watch." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Sure."
That's
but this was like, I was so shy back then. I was like, I was such a like shy, like, you know, person. And now that I think about it, if I could go back, the things I would do to that man. Like, honestly, I'd be like,
I mean,
the things I would let him do to me too.
Talk about spank material.
But it didn't happen. Hopefully he's not watching, because I mean, I don't care. But.
I mean, hopefully he is. And he hits you up.
Hopefully he is, and you can do that.
Like, we can do this. We can try this part two. Yeah. Okay. Ricky, what do we have going on in the chat?
Okay, so Carol Mommy is absolutely not surprised and wants all the details, is what she's saying.
The
and the baddest is also saying, "Me too. How come I didn't know about this orgy? Maybe I did."
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you have to keep some things under my, I don't know, under what.
I don't know. But, I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
I guess.
You guess what?
I guess you gotta keep something. You can't.
I gotta let them loose.
You
like,
gotta
periodically.
Keep mystery, you know.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
I gotta keep mystery, but I also gotta keep, you know, having more content in my personal life so that I could talk about it. I actually do have a video that I recorded.
Hey.
On Monday.
What? Hey. Oh my god. We want to see it.
That's the first time that I have ever done it. It was very like point of view perspective.
So no, you're not in it?
My body's in it. Oh. I'm holding the phone.
Oh.
I'm holding the phone and he's in between my legs.
Oh. Yeah. So we can see, really you can see his face.
You can't because he's buried. He's in there. Oh. Yeah. His face is buried. He was busy.
I love that.
In other good ways.
Yeah.
I don't know how we ended up here, but we did.
In the orgy?
Yeah. How do we get to orgies? I love it.
Because I was telling you that this lady.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You so got
she,
approached.
She really wants me to have an orgy.
Now, if you got approached.
Oh, you mean this married couple?
Yes.
Oh, I'll totally do it. I just like this is actually very recent. And I said, oh, I would love to. But I'm really like swamped right now with work stuff. So maybe after October 1st.
I'm sorry.
I keep telling people after October 1st, we'll do whatever you want.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I'm free all of October.
I don't know if you know, but I have a premiere coming up. So yeah. What did you say earlier when we were off air? That if you wanted to be arrogant.
Oh, if I really wanted to be a total asshole, like arrogant asshole, yes. I would just fail at it because I'm not. I can't be.
You would totally fail at it.
That's why when people say that I'm very difficult to work with, I think what they mean is that I'm very strict because I'm a perfectionist and people can't distinguish between the two because they're stupid.
Right.
But I don't think I'm arrogant. I think I'm just really strict about things. But not like in my personal life. I'm very chill.
So I want to get back to the intimacy question because you said you haven't really been intimate, but what about like intimacy?
No, well, so let me rephrase that.
Yourself.
I've been intimate. No, I've definitely been intimate. What I mean is like, I don't know what my frequency would entail because I feel like, although I've done things in the past, like, pre-2015, I'm a completely different person. Like it's been 6 years, you know? And it's like, now I find myself saying yes to everything.
I love that.
I say yes, of course, you know? And it's like, that. Like, yeah.
And you're about to go into like a little season of rest.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get into a season of rest for yourself. Take time for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Shonda Rhimes, who wrote that book, like say yes, like a year of yes. So, you know, will you commit here on Sexual Frequency that while you're in your time of rest, you will say yes to all the
absolutely. Ask me anything right now.
And juiciness.
Ask me anything right now.
Of life.
Yeah. Yeah, because look, listen, like I'm 32 years old, right?
Yes.
And I have a whole life ahead of me, right? So like I'm thinking I could either say no and stay home and probably watch like some kind of like, I don't know, like Grey's Anatomy reruns because that's one of my favorite shows. Or I can go out and like do something. And you know what? That's how I've been meeting people, actually, you know, like I've gotten to a point where like it's like literally a Friday and it's 10 p.m. I'm like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be home. I'll get in my car and I'll drive and then I'll end up meeting someone, you know, like, and it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to like hook up with them, but it's like I meet someone and, it, you know, and it's always fun. But to me, I think if I have to think about like sexual frequency, I was going to say it's a thrill. Now that I think about it, like the thrill of meeting someone and not knowing what's going to happen, you know, because it's fun.
Yeah.
And surprising, especially when you get two people at the gym, a couple, you know, hitting you up.
And it's
that's very surprising.
Well, and it's strange to me because that's never happened to me before.
Yeah.
You know, and I always try to keep to myself because I don't want people to think that I'm looking at them because sometimes you just can't not look, you know, but, you know, it's gotten to a point where like,
you know, like it's said, you're attracting right now. You're like that magnet. And, you know, the things that you want are going to come your way.
Literally.
And literally, maybe that's a question we should ask.
Oh, my God. You said that right now. And I feel like telling you a story, but maybe I'll tell you in private.
Oh, OK. Well, I just do want to say that here on Sexual Frequency, we accept every part of you. We do not kink shame. We accept everyone, everything. The only thing that we don't like on this show is what, Rick?
Cock blockers.
We're not fans of cock blockers.
What does that
mean?
I've never understood that. Sorry, I'm Mexican. English is my second language, so I don't know.
Okay, so a cock blocker is basically anyone, anything, any pet that is going to stop you from getting laid.
Oh, okay. I get what. Yes. Okay. Yeah, we don't like those.
We don't like those. That's why we say put your cock blockers to sleep. We tell all of the audience, put your cock blockers to sleep early. It's time for sexual frequency. That means your pets, the whole bit, like everything, everyone. This is your time to be here on sexual frequency. What's up, Rick?
The baddest is commenting that he was busy, referencing the other story. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that you've been busy with the with films and all that. But then yes. she's asking, "Ooh, are you a Virgo rising?" LOL.
I am.
And then she says, "Right now, clock fuckers are my kids." LOL.
I'm a Virgo rising also, and the remember how we wanted to get rid of Virgos? Yeah.
And she was also saying, "Yes, bitch, that's hot." We're referencing your Monday.
My Monday videos?
Yeah, your Monday video.
Let me know if you want to see it. The baddest. I'll send it to you. No.
Carol Mommy's, yeah, Carol Mommy's asking to post it on Facebook or it didn't happen. Or...
I will get banned, bitch. I can't be banned. Like, my school's on Facebook. Yeah, I'm going to like a school. We have like a closed group. Like, a lot of them are in Australia. So I'm not, that group would probably appreciate my video.
Yeah, because Australians are kind of open. But...
Oh, beyond. Like, it's crazy. The things that they're doing over there with kind of what...
With their cocks.
What, yeah, with their cocks. The puppetry that is happening over there is incredible. But yeah, they're really doing amazing things over there. Amazing work with, you know, men and integrating the feminine energy and just being balanced individuals. It's it's pretty amazing. They have a lot of work to do when it comes to... equality, you know, equity and all of those things, but we give the flowers where they are owed. So I posted a question on our Instagram because you are in the industry, the film industry. So we wanted to know from our guests, like, what is a sexy movie scene? Like, do you remember, like, from being younger that you can even think back and you're just like, oh my God, I remember, like, tell us.
Girl, you guys can think I'm a sociopath.
Don't make American Psycho.
No, but like a scene. Well, it's almost, but no, like a scene that I really like because it's so hot. Well, let me phrase that. It's not hot. It's just the way they directed it is so good. Fincher does that to you. It's that scene. Have you guys seen Gone Girl?
I have not.
Oh my God.
Okay, describe the scene for us.
This is a bad thing. She's like, it's about this woman who goes missing and they think her husband, you know, killed her. Later on, we find out, spoiler alert, no, she like went missing by herself because she wants her husband to go to jail. But then when she like finds herself being actually kidnapped by one of her stalker exes, she decides to like seduce him and they're having sex. And while they're having sex, she's like slits his throat.
This is the one with Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
right?
She slits his throat and the blood comes all on her. Yeah. And she, so, but it's such a good scene. Like, if my husband cheated on me, you best believe I wouldn't do that. But you know what I mean? No, I would never do that. No, it's a joke. Yes, but you know what I mean? It's such a good scene because, I mean, when you, so like, the reason I'm fascinated with it is because they shot it 76 times.
What?
Yeah, that's how Fincher's a maniac, like director, and he shoots over and over and over again. And she talks about how she practiced with Adora the Explorer doll. So, but if we're talking about like a sexy scene,
It doesn't have to be sexy, just something that made you feel sexy.
No, it didn't make me feel sexy at all. It just made me feel really happy because I was like, this is good cinema.
Well, you know,
wait.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God. Okay, so there's sexy. There's this movie called Belle de Jour. By Luis Buñuel. It's a film from the 60s, and it's about this. You guys should watch it. It would be perfect for you guys to watch and discuss in your next show. It's a movie about this woman who she's like a housewife in the 60s, and she's like very calm, and you know, but she decides to become a prostitute behind her husband's back just to have to know what it feels like, and she ends up liking it, and she gets all these customers who like. Whip her and like torture, not torture, but like she's really aggressive, you know.
Yeah.
And like, there's this scene where she's like tied into a tree.
Wow.
and like, oh my God, it's so. And you know, Catherine Villeneuve, I think that's her last name. She's the actress, a French actress, beautiful woman, still alive. You guys should watch that film. And when I remember watching that film with my mom, because Laura, I just said her name, the Spanish actress. She told me to watch it. She was like, "You should watch this movie." I think she goes, "You're going through this period of like." You know, you're like discovering yourself. She goes, watch this movie. You're going to like it. I was like, wow, this is a good movie.
I am here for it. That was really exciting for me. Yeah.
And I think she's like a sex addict. I think that's the reason why she does it. But she doesn't realize it. And again, like some of the things these people do, like they treat her like a prostitute. And she like, she likes to pretend like she does. She's like, oh, I'm at the wrong place. But no, bitch, you're there because you want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. And we're going to talk about this next month because it is Kinktober. Talking about, I've been, you know, doing my research. And a friend of mine was just letting me know how, like, people do play out their traumas through kink play. Mm. And so, you know, it could quite possibly be that this person was, like, I don't know. I'm going to definitely watch the fucking movie. But, you know, you could be playing out your trauma. Yeah. It's like through kink, through a pleasurable experience and kind of changing your brain chemistry around what it is that happened. Okay, we have a lot of movement in the chat, yeah. Rick.
So the baddest is, first she says, actually, first Chia was referencing live stream on Twitch. Yeah, your video, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about videos. But in
Miami
then,
video.
The baddest is saying, he said he is a perfectionist and my Virgo pussy heartbeat.
Yes.
With heart attack. Yes. And then she's saying, OMG, I love Gone. I love Gone Girl too. And then Ben Affleck is so hot.
Yeah.
I just want to say, for those of you watching on all platforms, if you're watching, you know who you are. Mr. Mystery from my video. I will not be sharing my video with anyone. Okay.
She said, if you don't share on Facebook, it never happened.
Rest assured that video is staying with me. Okay. Kinky.
Don't kinky
you. I just had to put that out there in case they're watching. Okay. So I want to go over like just a couple of the things that like our audience members came up with.
I'm ready for it. I'm good.
Someone said it's not a movie, but Bridgerton was lovely.
I've never seen Bridgerton.
So,
yeah.
The actor is incredibly hot.
I know who he is. I
forget his name.
It don't matter.
It was interesting. Bridgerton, I thought, you know, it was a little juicy, sure. We also have the baddest who's here in the chat who told me this earlier, who said all the 50 Shades of Grey. And 365, although it was bad acting, but he's a god.
Have you guys seen Love? Sorry to interrupt you, but have you seen Love by Love? Oh, what's his name? Director Gaspar Noé. So he's a I don't even know where the fuck he's from, but he likes to use a lot of sexual stuff. You guys should watch Love on Netflix. The first like 10 minutes is literally like a girl giving him a hand job. And it's real. They talked about how like the director, he's like so method. He asked these actors to like actually have sex.
I think I've seen this.
Gaspar, I think that's his name. Yeah.
What happens? What transpires? I feel like I've seen this film before.
The movie?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I'm sure like you start the movie and like the first thing you see it's like freaking dick and pussy and just like he's like fingering her and he's like I'm
no, that's
we're great. Getting graphic and that's okay. That's it's sexual frequency.
You know what I mean? Like, details.
We need details.
Yeah. Oh my god, the baddest says send it in the chat, LOL.
It's called Love. I think it's called Love.
That's and it's movie, on Netflix.
Yeah,
and Love on Netflix.
I need to write these down. So Love was one. What was the other one that you mentioned?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the director's name.
What was the other film that you said about the woman turned prostitute?
Belle de Jew.
Belle de Jew.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I even like how I say it. Belle de Jew.
I love it. Okay, so we also had Wild Things. The pool scene. Have you seen that?
No.
With what's her name? Denise Richards.
Yeah, Denise Richards.
And Selma Blair.
The girl
is it
from
Selma Blair? No.
Party of Five. I can't remember her name though.
Yeah, but we know who it is. Yeah. That was a really hot scene. I actually looked it up because you know I like to do my research for the show. Cruel Intentions was also one
that's
that
a good
came
one.
Up.
Yeah,
Cruel Intentions was hot. A friend of mine also said Friday Night Lights because she loves Tim Riggins. Somebody commented. Interestingly enough, scenes of cheating really turned her on. Scenes of cheating, infidelity. I'm seeing a lot of connections here, like threesomes. 365 was, I believe he like kidnapped her. 50 Shades of Grey is a little coercion-y. So a lot of these scenes that people are really super turned on by are considered a little bit taboo. So that makes my pussy heartbeat happy.
I mean, taboo to like my grandmother, you know?
Well, but is it things that people would do in real life? Like if someone says... scenes of cheating really turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like cheating is pretty much a taboo. And I feel like even to say that as a married person is like, whoa, did you just really say that, girl?
Oh my God. I have to share a story about someone with you guys, but I don't know if I should. Well, Okay, it'll be quick. I won't say names. I have a friend who I love dearly. Yes. I love dearly. And actually, I want to hug him right now because I haven't seen him in a while. But he called me the other day. He's like, I went on a date. He's like, and I don't hook up with people, but I went home with this dude and everything was going fine. We're making out. We're about to, you know, we're about to get it, get it on. And then he said to me, I can't wait to take those clothes off and rape you. Yes. Oh, and I was like, and then he just stopped. He's like, he wasn't like, I was FaceTiming with him. He's like, Jorge, he's like, I stopped. He's like, I didn't, you know, I didn't know what to say. And then he just looked at me. He's like, I'm into that. He's like, yeah. He's like, I can't. And then I feel so bad. Like, I wanted to find this dude to be like, you know,
like what the fuck is wrong? Look, again, I'm not a kink shamer. I'm not a shamer of like things you want to do, but that's like a discussion you have with somebody.
Exactly. Not like on a first date, right?
Yeah, before you want to go into rape fantasy mode. Like, no. I had a guy once who we were like sexting, or we were on the phone, I think. Yeah, we were probably like having phone sex. And he said,
wait, how do you not know if you were having phone sex?
Phone sex or texting. I don't know if it was through text or we were actually talking.
Oh, that's exhausting.
it's kind of fun. I have learned to appreciate that part now, especially during quarantine, because you know, bitch, I wasn't out there in these streets, you know. And if you were, I hope you were safe. But yeah, he said that to me. He was like, "Oh yeah, I want to fuck you so hard, like if I'm almost like I'm raping you." And I was like, not even a little bit. I'm sorry. Yeah. And but he was like, "I'm sorry, like that, like you know, blah blah blah, whatever." Who is Junior trying to get in on our live stream? Junior, your device is not connected. Do you see this on YouTube? It says device is not connected, Junior.
I was trying to join.
I did not see
Junior?
Junior, who are you?
Junior, explícate.
Delete that, right? Not yet.
There they go.
Junior, you're giving me rapey vibes. Please.
So, no, I have to tell you real quick. There's this dude that I met a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's, he's a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
Listen, like, I met up with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hooked up, whatever.
Yes.
But, like, we text because every time he wants to come by, like, he wants to meet up. But I don't have time now. But he's always, like, sexting, right? And he'll send me, like, photos and videos. And I'll literally be, like, picking out tomatoes at the grocery store. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, baby. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, daddy. Like, I'll just, like, type, like, oh, yeah, daddy. I like that, right? But I'm just, like, picking out tomatoes to, like, make, you know, a salad or something, right?
Right.
But I got the reason why I'm saying this is because you say you're like, you know, you were doing that and then you're like, it's hot. But I got tired. Like he texted me a couple of days ago. He's like, yes. Ooh, he's like, I can't wait to be there and have you. And I'm like, cool. Like, I was like, cool. I was just like, bro, it's just like too much work. Yeah. Just come over already. Like,
yeah.
Like, fly out to LA, you know?
He's trying to fill it out. Like, he's really into the foreplay aspect.
Me too, but...
But don't just randomly send a dick pic when I'm at the grocery store. No.
He'll be like, what are you doing? And be like, I'm watching TV. I'll be like, I'm watching TV.
Yes.
Oh, he's like, what are you wearing? And they'll be like, ugh. Absolutely nothing. He's like, ooh. And then he'll send me a picture and be like, oh my God, yes. And it'd be like, he'll say something like, are you touching yourself? Of course, daddy. And all I'm probably eating like walking chips while I'm watching Nine Perfect Strangers, you know? I'd be like, great. And then he's like, he'll say something like, do you want to see me come? I'm like, sure. So he'll send me a video. I won't even watch it. I'd be like, okay.
You won't even watch
it? No, because I'm like watching.
Here's
the thing. Like, I know that he's probably like lonely and he wants to, like, you know. So I'm like, cool. Like, I'll help you out, bro. Like, I'm down. Like, you know, we've already hooked up. I know you. But I'm more about like, you got to be in front of me, bro. Like, you got to be in front of me.
That fantasy does get old, especially when they live where you live.
Like, if I'm dating someone.
No shade to, you know who.
If I'm dating someone, and that's cool, because I know that one way or another, like, you know, we're going to, like, end up doing it. You know what I mean? But, like.
There's a lot of people who are really into that, though. Like, they are into just, like, wanting to build these connections through texting, through picture exchange. And it's like, you have to see where you are in your life, if that's going to fit or not. Because, yeah, that can become really exhausting.
I'm into it, but I'm also into the, like, in person.
Real life shit.
Like, more.
Yeah. For sure. So, I have to say, before we wrap this part up of the movies, of course, Just the Dope-Ass Podcast, the daddies of the Good News Radio Network came in at the last second, and they fucking took the trophy. Because their most memorable, sexy, sexy scenario in a movie was, brace yourselves, Bad Santa in the dressing room, BBW anal scene.
Bad Santa.
And they also said, parking lot, fuck me, Santa, honorable mention. Were there in the car? I looked this up, too. I Googled it. Because it's been a long time since I've seen Bad Santa. And I literally had to go to YouTube and it said something like, Bad Santa, like, butt play. Bad Santa butt play. So I was like, okay, we're doing this. And it was pretty fucking hilarious. And they're the daddies. And they come through once again with the win, for sure. And then especially the fuck me Santa. Like, she's basically riding him in the car and he wants to take his hat off and she's like, no. Yeah. Bitch, keep your hat on. This is my fantasy right here. I'm fucking Santa. I love that. That was like so much fun. Rick, what do we got going on?
All right. So Evolve with Nicolette is saying it's the Virgo rising. We busy. And it's the unbothered sexting for me.
Unbothered sexting. Yeah.
Carol Mommy reference, read it out loud or it didn't happen. I guess we're going back to your post.
I think she's talking about Jorge's text messages.
Oh,
yeah.
Read those out loud.
But hey, yeah. I could be mean and I will reply, but at least I'm sure he's like having this world created in his mind while I'm telling him, yes, daddy, yes.
And then the baddest replied with, it's my kink, girl. Tell me what to do. It's the praise kink for me.
I like that.
Tell us more about that praise kink. I know that we said that was the baddest, right?
Yeah, the baddest.
She definitely hypes people up a lot. And I'm here for it because I just am. She's awesome. My computer is acting up. It says that it is 11:47 p.m. and it is definitely not that time. I cannot find.
You're on Central.
My next
time.
Notes. I know.
What's is it Central?
On? Yeah, 2 hours.
Girl, why are you in Wyoming?
That is Central, right? Who else is Central?
North Dakota.
Chicago.
Is Chicago Central?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you? Where are you? Okay, Jorge, tell us, to kind of get us started into kink month.
Okay.
What is the kinkiest thing that you've ever done?
Oh God. I'll tell you.
Tell us.
Does it count if they've done it to me?
Yeah, of course.
Do you guys really want to know?
We really.
So this dude, this light time dude, I hooked up with him and he was like, I don't know. I told him that I'm so in control of my career and I like to be like the one that calls the shots. But when it comes to like being intimate, it's like the other way around. And it was so casual.
You like being submissive.
Right. It was so casual. Okay. He's like, where do you want me to come? I was like, wherever you want. He's like, in your face. I was like, okay. That's how casual I was. That's like the kinkiest thing I've ever done.
I mean, there's definitely cum sluts out there.
Yeah. But it's wait. But I'll say that I had never done it. And I was like, that's what I'm telling you. I keep saying yes to everything. And I was like, oh, I was like, I kind of like this.
I love that for you. I knew your skin was glowing for a reason.
Yes.
It's the cum facials.
It's the facial.
I love it. Okay, what's our girl Nico saying?
She's saying, girl, I like a praise kink. So when he orders me to do this, do that, and call me a good girl and bad girl, all that. And then she puts wet, wet emojis. The wet.
Yes, I love that.
My God, this
is so much yummy, so much yumminess, you know, with everything, with all our play. But I want to get into a couple of questions for you, Jorge, that we'd like to ask some of our guests. And we nominated you to play this game.
Okay. What's the game?
It's not necessarily a game, but you know, we said we wanted to get you stripped.
Okay.
And we're doing pretty good, I think. We're getting to know you very intimately.
You guys know my like facials.
Yes. So we would like to know here at Sexual Frequency, when was the last time you self-pleasured?
Probably like today during lunch.
Okay. I mean, you're getting constant text and videos, so yeah, I was like, you know, whatever, of course, you know. It's good to do that, especially when you're under stress. Yeah, what is your favorite body part?
My lips.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. Yeah. What is your favorite body part on someone else?
Their eyes.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Their eyes.
So there's like, I'm very talented with my lips. Mm. And there's something about eye contact that's just like, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. You just like look at me the right way and I'll be like, oh my God.
It's funny because my sister's friend was over earlier today and she said a comment about like having difficulty initiating sex. And I was like, girl, you just need to get the right look down. That's all you got to do. It's not even that though.
Yeah.
Get the eyes down. That's like, yeah.
But there's something about people's eyes. Like, yes. Like I will randomly like walk around and if I see somebody that has like really beautiful eyes, like I'll be like, hey, you have really nice eyes. Yeah. And then I just walk away because I don't want to think that I'm being weird. But I'll tell people.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, it's but a compliment.
It doesn't mean like I want to like do stuff to you.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a compliment. Yeah.
When I'm like, if I'm doing something with someone and, you know, if they don't have like the best eyes, I mean, that's fine. It's not a big deal. But if they do, it's a win-win. You know, right. It's like. Just they don't wait a minute. Be like, you know,
they don't have the best eyes, so you shoot them in the eye. Oh,
wow. Or just never look at them. No.
Well, that too.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Okay, do you enjoy booty play?
Like me doing it or me getting it done? Both. Yeah, of course, absolutely. Here's the thing: when people ask me, like, "Are you top? Are you bottom?" I'd be like, "I'm gay. I like ass. I like dick. I like everything that has to do with men." Like, I don't understand. Like, that idea that you're shamed because you've bottomed.
Yeah.
Like, no, listen.
It's sex.
You're not enjoying it if you're being ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
Honestly, it doesn't make me less of a man. So I just have to say that.
Abso-fucking.
Yeah. I like everything. You
Virgo rising power right
like,
here.
I just don't understand. Like, yeah. You know, one thing that really turns me on is pleasing. So I really want to make sure that whoever I'm with, yes. Like they, you know, that we're really having a good time, but that, you know, yeah.
Yeah. That you can please them and reciprocate pleasure. I love that.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you haven't tried, but would like to?
What is that thing called? The Eiffel
Tower?
You
said orgy. Ah! Oh my God. Okay, when we did this right now, Eiffel Tower came to my mind. I was like, Eiffel Tower, let's get the orgy going. Yes.
I always think about like for my birthday one of these years, yes. I'm going to go ahead and do it, but it never happened. So
explain. What's Eiffel Tower? I don't think I know this reference.
Like, do you want to take that one?
Sure. It's like, I guess it means like I'm being fucked and sucking someone's dick at the same time while two dudes are like high-fiving, you know?
Yes. They put their hands up and Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely on my list. They haven't high-fived, but you know, I want to leave that there. Let's see. On a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. 1 being vanilla, 10 being rainbow, what number would you say you are?
In the sense of being gay?
No, in the sense of your sexual openness.
Oh, a 10. I'm very open.
It's the rainbow of life, baby. Yeah. The rainbow of life.
Yeah.
Forever Bay or We Can All Play?
I don't know what that... Oh, you mean like an open thing?
Yes.
Oof. Yeah, I can't.
Okay, so you're Forever
Bay. Like if I'm with someone... Listen, if I'm with someone, it has to be exclusive. If I'm not, then I'm everyone's hoe. But okay. It's fine.
We're going to add that. Everyone's ho.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready. Everybody's ho. And then we have something that we do here called Let's Make a Playlist.
Okay.
So what is your top song that you would have on your sensual lovemaking playlist?
Shit. I don't know. Well, right now it would be probably Telepatía.
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah.
And then,
I love it.
And then Sex With Me by Rihanna.
Sex With Me. So
I love the lyrics.
Amazing.
I love what she says. Sex with I don't know the language, never mind. But it says something about like with
five
me.
Five fingers. Yeah. 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 We love some Riri. Okay. What is a song, excuse me, that you would have on your I'm Everybody's Hoe playlist?
How many links?
I like this. Little Kim, yeah. We need to be writing these down. Okay. That's it. Those are all the questions that we have for you. And the let's get to know you and strip you down.
Okay.
Do you have anything on your chest right now that you would just like to share based off this conversation, what we've talked about, anything that you're just like, I need to just share this with the people. Share this with the freaks.
No, just enjoy life.
I love that.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. That's what we're going to do.
Say yes to everything.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Say yes to everything.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You don't like it, you don't have to do it again.
That's right. True.
And then you don't know if you're going to like it if you don't try it.
And that's why if like I'm always like really annoyed by like the whole like heterosexual, bisexual, all this stuff. Like I guess that we keep putting titles into things and it's like, what if you try it? Like if you like it, you know? Who knows?
That's very new paradigm thinking. And I feel like we're definitely heading in that direction of like the future being fluid and not needing to have labels and just being able to be free in whatever it is that we want. Unfortunately, we're still using labels right now.
The problem is that people feel so ready to like talk about their personal experiences, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But then we have like the boomers who keep shaming people. And it's like, how many years do the boomers have left? Like, honestly, things are changing.
Things are definitely changing. And there are boomers out there, you know, that are on the opposite end of that spectrum. But they're holding us back.
Like, I had a friend who came to me once and said, hey, Jorge, like, I hooked up with a dude. And I was like, were you drunk? And he's like, straight, right? And I was like, he's like, no, I just did because there was something about it. I was like, okay, did you like it? He's like, I think I did. He's like, does that make me bisexual? I was like, I think that just makes you like you. Like, why do you need to put a label to it?
That part.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I think that just makes you you.
Yeah.
That's what new paradigm's all about.
Yeah. Yes. Just do whatever you want.
Yes.
There's a reason why things can be done, you know? Unless it's not, like, as long as you're not being heard.
Yeah.
You know, but
anything with consent.
Yeah.
You know, anything with consent. Absolutely. It was so great to have you on.
Thank you.
Like, this time went by really quickly. I'm going to be seeing you again on Friday. I'm so excited for that. I can't wait to take a picture with you on the red carpet. And where can people find you? No, we said it at the top of the show, but let the people know where can they find you? Because the freaks are going to be looking for you, baby.
Corner of La Cienega. And you guys can find me on Oficial Jorge Xolalpa, and that's with an X. If you can just Google me Jorge Chalupa, and that'll correct you, and you'll find me. Honestly, it's fine.
That was funny.
Rick, where can they find you?
On Instagram, RickRocks00.
And do you want to tell people what your sexy scene was? We didn't get to
You know
it.
What? Mine was Monster Ball, I think.
Yeah,
Monster Ball. Ever seen that movie? I mean, it's a little dark.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, because it's with Halle Berry and what's his name? Billy Bob?
Billy Bob Thornton. Bad Santa. Bad Santa.
Yeah, that's right. Coming back to Bad Santa.
Billy Bob made it Billy on the Bob. List twice.
Billy Bob, yeah. That was a hot scene. I mean, it's a little dark movie, but, you know.
Yeah,
you know, Halle Berry's hot too, man.
So, I never got to that scene. I need to watch that movie.
But I think it's you know, it was more the cinema, the effect. Just like you were referencing your clip, it's kind of the same thing. Like, it was just, you know, it's really nice to look at.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. I really do like that. And where can the people find you, Rick Rock with the hard cock?
Yeah, RickRocks00 on Instagram.
Yes, you can follow us. S.frequency, F-E-R-E-K on Instagram. You can follow your girl at Lotus Hustle on IG and Goddess Lotus on TikTok. Listen, like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel. Lotus Hustle Life. I got a lot of friends out there. Let's get those subscriptions up. You can also always catch us on the Good News Radio Network. Share us with your friends because we are kinky and we love pleasure. And we'd love for you to be in pleasure and for you to be living your authentic life, because that's what this show is all about, sexual frequency. Share us with your friends, your family, your lovers, your exes, anybody who you want to help support them in finding their sexual frequency and their authentic voice, because life is to be enjoyed. Absolutely, 100%. And we're going to end the show like we do every episode with the guidance from our ancestors, my damn mama, who said, play with yourself every night so that you know your body and you know what you like. And we will see you on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, yeah. New time. We're at 9 p.m. now. So
yes, join us for Kinktober.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who joined us in the chat. Nico, the baddest, Carol Mommy, and Chia. We appreciate y'all. Much love, hoes.
Have a good one, y'all.
Bye.
Adios. Come to the movie premiere Friday. Adios, YouTube.
Bye, YouTube.
Share us with your friends, baby. Them pleasure kinks up in here. Thank you for joining us. Bye, y'all.